Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining tonight. We're in session 10 of the Vibrational Healing Program. We've just got three more sessions left. In today's session, we're going to be speaking about the three aspects, but we will be basically working towards them. So in today's session, the very first thing I want to speak about is our new moon and our full moon session. So this weekend, I think it's on the 29th, we have the full moon session. And in the morning, we're going to have the vibrational healing space. And in the evening, we're going to have the light worker space. In the vibrational healing space, for those that are new, is basically we work with the endocrine system and the channels within the body. So the endocrine system and your nervous system, including the vagus nerve, to work to understand that the physical body is also a highly advanced technology. And when the more you start working with and the more you start connecting with, healing happens on a lot of different levels and a lot of different vibrational spaces as well. In the light worker session, we work specifically with the energy centers and the meridian system in the body. Here we're working on not just on the physical, but very much more in the energetic space, but also helping you develop your connection to divine. But that's done more through the energetic space associated rather than working through each organ within the body. In all of the session work that we do, everything's electromagnetic. So we hold that specific space, and all of the teachings across, we always teach electromagnetic because electric is what we know as the what we call divine intelligence. Magnetic is what we would call the essence of divine love. The more you start understanding that you are these two vibrations, you're electromagnetic in nature, the greater the shifts and balances within your space. So these sort of meditations that we do during full moon and new moon energy are balanced in that way. New moon, if you think about the new moon, it's going to be a lot more on the magnetic energy. The full moon is going to be a lot more on the electric energy and vice versa. So you start to understand you are an electromagnetic being, and the more we work with these energies and the more you bring that energy of equilibrium within your space, the greater the experiences, the greater the sort of reflections in your world. And we highly recommend, if you have not experienced those sessions, please do. Those sessions, we do not, it's like we've never canceled any of those sessions. Because we see the importance on it, and it's totally free. So please, this is about your connection to divine. And the more you develop those connections, the greater your own personal experiences are. The next thing I would like to speak about is the meditations. So going forward, we are looking at basically creating meditation spaces where we can all sit together and meditate, but do it through a call. We have not decided the platform we're going to use as yet. We're still investigating what's the best way to do it. Because sitting together in groups and meditating is very, very powerful. And then at the same time, it's sort of like trying to find times that are there so everyone can have an experience associated with it. It's very difficult to do the courses or the teaching, the same teaching like how we used to do in the morning and the evening associated with this training, because it becomes there was just, I think sometimes just three or four people joining in that space. So it does not, it didn't seem to be all this energy basically going in towards it. So we're just trying to make things a lot more easier to, even from our space moving forward, because we just want to make things very, very fluid, still give you the same high level, just not the knowledge or the teaching or the wisdom, but also the vibrational work, because we also need our space as well to basically charge as well. So we are looking at mechanisms and how we can bring more to you, but in a much more creative, better way. So if any of you have any ideas and stuff, please feel, free to share, and then we can see how we can basically bring them all together and implement it. And with the meditation space, meditations are absolutely critical. If you're not getting yourself into the meditation space and you're finding it very difficult, please speak to us, because that specific space is your connection. It's your connection to divine. With all of the work we do, it's not about following anyone or following any group, etc. It's about you following your connection, developing your connection. That is the purpose of the work we do. But because as soon as you develop it and as soon as you connect, immediately you start to notice the shifts and changes in the things around you. And there's so much of beauty associated with that, because our entire reality is very forced in a very sort of electric, sort of masculine energy. So bringing yourself or bringing your essence and vibration into a space of like understanding for yourself, so you can slowly slow down and you start to see things in a very different light. So everything is about you, how you manifest your reality, how you experience your reality, and how everything evolves from that space going forward. So this is going to bring us to literally the two different components. So the first component for today, we're going to speak about that. See, from a mental alchemy perspective, the mental alchemy perspective is the principles, and these are the seven principles we spoke about, which is mentalism, correspondence, vibration, polarity, rhythm, cause and effect, and gender. And these principles and how we bring vibration through these principles in the creation or manifestation of the reality. But I'll go into a little more detail on that as we go further in. So we spoke about the three last sessions. So I want to speak about wisdom today. And in the next session, we're going to speak about love. And in the final session, we're going to speak about power. So these are what's known as the three virtues. And the more we see these vibrations in our world, and the more we see these sort of like essence, you know, because it exists in every single one of us, the vibration of wisdom, the vibration of love, and the vibration of power. So the more we start bringing all of that into equilibrium, the greater the experiences of magic in your life. But for those all to come to this essence of sort of vibrational frequencies, we also need to understand what wisdom means from a space of principle, and also what wisdom means from a space of the awareness or the consciousness itself. So when we first speak of wisdom, is we look at the area of what we call the mental space, the pineal pituitary area, the essence of the brain, the left brain, the right brain. So the specific area where all of the processes are happening. So within the mind, we have what we call the conscious and the subconscious mind. And every time we start to understand that we have both aspects, we are able to see things in a very sort of like more sort of, rather than being in the space where you're trying to shift and change everything, you start to pull back and start to observe your reality in a much more grander way. Because what happens is that we start to realize that the very first thing is that there is a force grander than us. To me, it's like that's one of the most incredible things of my own experience. Like basically, I would say not just growing up, but maturing as an individual and being able to do what it is that I do right now. And even that space has completely evolved and shifted to sort of like even the whole essence of expansion from just understanding that, first of all, number one, we are all part, we are all in the essence of like connected. Even the space between us, we might see it as empty, but it's a vibration. It's all connection. So we always connected, but we see ourselves as separate. And then the other thing was the essence of understanding that there is like what we, using the word God is something completely misunderstood. Creator, universe, divine. So growing up, even that was a challenge, trying to understand what that meant in my space or in my world. And of course, with every single one of us, we have our own connections and challenges associated with divine. And the more we've been on this path, the more we started to realize, or the more I started to realize, there is a force greater than me, greater than who I thought was. Like, how did all of this create? Where did all of this come from? And what was the bigger purpose in life? And the deeper we went onto this journey, or the deeper I went on this journey, the first part of my entire experience was that I wanted to be, if I look at my life, like just going back. And I'm going to be turning 50 next week, and it's incredible. It's sort of like, so when I look back at my life, it's sort of on my experience I had. The very first, I would say, 30 years of my journey was trying to like just understand like why I'm here, what is my purpose. I had a goal, I was driven, went, achieved it. And then once you achieve it, then you're starting to realize, okay, what's the purpose of it? There was a like a loss of meaning associated with what it is that I achieved. And then usually, and during that specific timeline is exactly when I had what I would call a spiritual awakening. And then this whole essence of connection with divine started getting stronger. The whole essence of understanding that, hey, there's more than one reality, not just this reality. There's many realities all happening at the same time. I was just not aware of it. And then when I started receiving communication coming from different spaces and meaning outside of this reality, and it was being confirmed, I'm very analytical. So I used to dismiss everything immediately. And then when you end up getting messages from the outside, as an example, and it's being confirmed by everything on the internal reality, sparks started going off in my mind. Okay, hold on a second. Maybe I might have got this wrong. So starting to observe reality in a very different way. And then started realizing that also you have guides. You have if your grandparents are passed over, I can almost guarantee you that your grandparents are your strongest guides. It's usually one generation that skips. So it's sort of like your children, their grandparents will be their closest guides. And they guide you. And then there's also other beings that also guide you on this space. So when that space starts to expand, because as soon as you start realizing that there's more to reality, there's a greater consciousness, everything just starts like layers start basically start pulling. And it doesn't mean that you need to connect to that part immediately. Allow your connection, because this space, this experience that what or this realm that we call our earthly life and stuff is just like a tiny chapter in the true essence of who you are. So make the most of it. Connect, ask. There is nothing wrong in asking for help. You know, a lot of you that's within the space, you know, we use the term light workers, are here to also assist others. But our reality, a lot of the teaching, a lot of the programming has shown us that we are alone. Oh, better be alone and very disconnected from everything around you. But please understand, there is absolutely your thoughts, your voice, same as above, so below. And in the mind, if you are speaking to beings that are here to support you and love you, you can ask mentally and observe. That's where the power of prayer and stuff comes into your space so, so much more. Then the next thing on this entire part was the essence of like what I would call patience. And this is like one of the things that I, in the beginning, was very difficult to understand exactly what that meant in my world, because everything I wanted to happen now and needed it to happen now. And the longer and further I went into this journey, the greater I learned about the vibration or the power of patience. Now, when we speak about electric magnetic energies, when you come to a space of principle, the electric energy is basically associated to what we call divine intelligence. The magnetic energy is associated to divine love. But also, when you start looking at like everything is vibrational, you can also look at basically the essence of electric energy as being like totally active, and the energy of like the polarization of what you would call the magnetic energy is also being the essence of stillness. Right? So patience will not be on the side of activity. Patience will be going towards the side of the stillness, the magnetism. And in that space, like of patience, it's sort of you come to realize that everything will manifest when it's time for it to manifest. It's, you know, you hear the term is like everything will happen when it needs to happen. It's exactly that. It becomes organic. It becomes like all of the forces come together in absolute synchronicity, and the manifestations happen and things start creating into your reality and guiding you on your path. So, but learning to be patient is, as I said, it's a very internal process, because there's so many things we want to experience in our life, and there's so many things we want now. Everything outside of us is going at a super fast pace. I mean, if you look at time right now, it's like this entire week has gone by and we've been back in South Africa, and it's like, wow, it just feels like we were in UK like yesterday. So everything is just very like accelerated. So you're trying to find patience in a space like this can be very daunting. But as I said, this is why you have these sort of mechanisms, these sort of connections with others also in your space. So when you sit and meditate, you can bring yourself into that space of stillness. And the more stillness you bring yourself into, the more patience you start to experience in your world. Now, if you're in a careers where your careers are like really fast paced, where you're completely driven, you need to get this, or you have these deadlines, etc., you have that portion of your space, but then create a space for yourself where you can bring yourself into that space of stillness, in that space of silent meditation. Because when you start bringing your mind into a space of silence, the most incredible magic happens in your world. Why? Because when you're in the space of silence, the mind starts to clear. Inspiration comes through. Connection comes through. All of the stuff that you were racing to get done seems to automatically start to get done automatically without even your influence. So you start to see things differently. But yet in our world, it's like, no, we need to work like 25, 26 hours a day to achieve what it is you want to achieve. And it's no, stop. Bring yourself into a space of equilibrium, bring yourself into a space of balance. Understand what that means for you. Sometimes you might think that I'm doing nothing, I'm going to a space of silence, but in your mind, you've got all of these checklists. I need to get that done, I need to get that done. Okay, then I need this, I need to contact this person. So you can see the mind is still busy. So getting a space is being able to literally do nothing. I understand that can be very difficult, but try, because if you are not going to try it and you're not going to bring yourself into a space of stillness, your body, which is a reflection of your mind, will come to a point where it will just say stop. So you will get sick, or something will happen in your reality where your body just needs to take the rest, excuse me, or take the break from you. So everything is about how you perceive and manifest your reality. So patience is a really, really biggie when it comes to a space of wisdom. In your mind, if you're looking at creating something, put the vibration out there, but try not to fill in how you think it needs to be manifested. This is where the essence of letting go of the control aspect and bringing in the trust aspect into your space. And when you start seeing that happen, then things can happen in a completely infinite amount of ways in the manifestation process. And sometimes the thing that you wanted or the thing that you thought you was going to create ends up becoming even more magical, more extravagant, more wow, because you've stepped out of the way and you've allowed this to create in a really, really cool sort of fluid way for you. So bring that sort of like the essence of like your vibration, and always think that you have to bring yourself into balance and think about equilibrium. Equilibrium is the balance between electric, magnetic. Nature is always in equilibrium, so why aren't we in equilibrium? And nobody knows yourself better than you. You know what's happening in your mind. You know what's happening in your body. You know what's happening in your spiritual connection. Those things where you feel that are pushing you out of equilibrium, slowly look at them and bring yourself slowly into equilibrium. Sometimes it's a struggle for you to like take a step, or sometimes it's like it feels too daunting. But this is where it even gets even more magical. Just like the Christ letters say, if you nothing can be resolved on the vibration that created it. And not just Christ letters. I mean, that's, I think, a quote of Einstein, but it's also mentioned in the Christ con. Hand it over to a higher consciousness. Let the higher consciousness guide you. Let the higher consciousness sort of assist you in the sort of release or the shift that you're looking for to experience to go to the next level of your experience. So this brings us now to the like our reality on the plane. So we have the physical plane, we have the mental plane, and we have the spiritual plane. So we're just going to speak about how we look at world in our sort of like this physical reality, right? So when we are looking at something, we're always looking at it basically on how we are acting on it, like physical connection, physical sort of operations, etc. So what in case I told you, your mind is totally multidimensional. So that means you can also create from a completely mental space and reduce the amount of physical workload that you need to do in the physical space in your manifestation or the creation space. Right? And that's where you have this ability of understanding that number one, you are both electromagnetic. Consciousness in its essence is electric on one end, magnetic on it. That's just divine father, divine mother in creation. Right? So if everything is electromagnetic and you bring yourself into the mental space, the electric part you understand to work with towards the intellect. The magnetic part is the essence where you need to bring in the vibration of connection, the vibration of trust. And so let's just use trust, because the more you start trusting and the more you start seeing your experiences create and manifest, the trust gets stronger and you become more magnetic, right? So in the mental space, it's sort of like if you have objectives that you need to achieve, you have goals that you need to achieve, you need to create space in your life so you can sit in silence, as an example. Bring that into the mental space. And then at first, it's like, okay, I don't know how to do it. So immediately, place like it's one of the letters in the Christ letters, cleansing your consciousness is about just bringing that into your mind and handing it over to divine in that space. And then observe over the next few days what sort of thoughts, what starts happening in your space, and then make the adjustments associated with it. Oh, you can go into that space and become creative. Okay. And then you can have a look at your day and you can say, okay, in a specific day, these many hours I'm away, as an example. And then, but now I am looking to increase, like, say, create 2 hours for myself during the day, 1 hour for me to do whatever, and the other hours for me just to be with me. Right. And then, but immediately the mind is like, no, you've got to do this in the space. So as soon as the mind comes in, immediately just breathe that out and just in the mental space and just hold the vibration of literally the essence of like having 2 hours of free time to yourself. And the more you hold that vibration and you hold it in the mental space, and as you're holding it in the mental space, literally the essence, and we work with the connection of divine father, divine mother in the space. So we open the connection to divine father, divine mother, divine father, the electric nature of God, divine mother, the magnetic nature of God, and bring that into the crown, into your mental space. So which is that the area of the pineal, pituitary area. And as you're in that space, you think about the 2 hours, like, I wish to create 2 hours in my space. And just hold that. Whatever thoughts enter your space, observe them. And whatever you feel in your body, observe the vibrations where they are in your body. If there's any tightness, just breathe the tightness out so you can get to a space of equilibrium and just continue holding and do it for 5 to 10 minutes. Simple example, and then observe what happens in your space. And you'll see things will start to shift and change to give you that time. In our mind, we have this idea that everything needs to happen on how we see our mental space. We've completely lost the idea or lost the sort of that essence or that connection to being helped or supported by divine or spirit, as an example. And that the more you put yourself into this vibrational space or this sort of frequency, the more you'll start seeing the connection starting to happen in the most miraculous ways. Things starting to come together, things shifting out of your space or shifting out of your diary and making space, but at no loss to you. You tend to get more through this connection rather than less. And the more you start doing it, the more excitement it comes to you. So use your mind. Your mind is the greatest tool that you have. One of the other things we always share is please disconnect from the outside world. This is mentioned in many of the teachings. I think it's also in the Kybalion, which is the Hermetic principles, as well in the Christ consciousness material, which is the Christ letters, because you are actually, and a lot of people, because of our egos, we fail to believe that we can be programmed from the external. But the more you disconnect, the more you start seeing things of absolute magic happening in your reality that has nothing associated with any agendas and stuff coming from the outside. So even if things are happening on the outside that are starting to fall apart, but you'll see your space will still be a space in equilibrium. And this is the beauty of the work that we are teaching and sharing, because that's the vibration that you hold. And when things are going to go sideways, like within society, because we can see how society is going currently at the moment from a collective consciousness point of view, you will be there to assist others and help them gain into their centers or help them bring themselves to the centers, because most people are too focused, most people are too connected into the external reality. So they get all of their, what you would call, sort of power, all of their sort of essence of love from the external space. But once that starts to shift and change, it's like, okay, they don't know where to look, because everything was based on the material space. Whereas now you are starting to connect within, opening your connection to divine and starting to realize, like, wow, the joy comes from inside of you, the support comes from inside of you, the love comes from inside of you. And because there's such an abundance of it, you share it automatically. It just exudes from you, it pulses from you. And then you start to notice those around you also feeling a lot calmer, a lot more sort of in balance as they start and connect with, because you start to realize when we speak about the Christ consciousness space, we're moving from ego consciousness into Christ consciousness, from the one to the many. And when you look at it from a space of principle, you know, as above, so below, it's like as you start, in essence, opening your connection to many on the physical plane, you're also doing that on the higher planes. That's how this connects as above, so below. The more you love on the physical plane, imagine how much you're loving on the mental and the spiritual plane. So you start to see your world like literally transform in a really, really magical way. And at the same time, feeling super supported and starting to observe like new avenues open, new doors open, and everything starts to become a lot more fluid, a lot more sort of in flow. Like one of the other nuggets of wisdom is let life flow through you. This has been a really big one in my space, in understanding exactly how I'm manifesting and creating my reality or whatever my path and purpose is. Your path and purpose, no one can tell you what it is. This is something I've experienced in my space. It happens through you. You get to experience it through you because that's where the power or the vibration of it is associated with. And that happens through your connection. And you'll see that just bring that space into like, do the things that bring you the most sort of happiness, joy, like passion. And even if you like feel that you've got so much of commitment that you need to bring in something into that space that brings a smile to your face, whether it is working with animals, plants, gardening, you know, it's like dancing. And you'll see that because the more you connect, the more your vibration increases, the more opportunities start opening up in your space. So you can experience you. This is the whole thing. It's like the more strength you get, the more, because a lot of people disconnect from the outside world because you're trying to just recover. But once you recover, allow yourself, allow your light to be shared, allow your light to be these like the little things that you do. It creates so much of magic, but it's only for you to experience and allow those sort of vibrations in your world in so many different ways to keep unfolding. Sorry, someone is just trying to join in. And as each one of these sort of like experiences start to sort of manifest in your world, and from each experience, it'll take you to the next step, to your next experience, and then to your next experience. But the greatest part of your journey is literally starting to learn that you are creator being. And when I mean creator being, electric, magnetic exists within you. And it's like, you know, if you use the analogy of the ocean, is that we are like drops within the ocean, but we will not call us the ocean. You know, so it's something very similar. So you have the light, the frequencies, the vibration within you. And so we are able to connect and manifest and create. But in our space, in our world, when you work with principles, you start to realize within the mind is the framework of the hermetic principles and principle of mentalism. What's happening in your mind is creating in your reality. So you start to realize, wow, you directly affect your reality. And the more you start seeing that, the more it's like, okay, how do I want to experience my world? So the more sort of like love you put into it, the more love gets reflected back towards you. The more anger you put into it, the more anger gets reflected back towards you. So you start to see the mechanisms at play. So then you start to realize, whoa, hold on a second. Let me create a reality of love, support. And then so what happens? You start becoming it. Live it. Learn to love everything around you. And you see the love reflecting back towards you. Learn to support everyone around you, and exactly the same thing happens back towards you. And it's a really beautiful mechanism, because when you start playing with it, it becomes really exciting. Now, when it comes to ego consciousness, it's everything is about what is this that I want, which can be very difficult if we are very much connected into the physical material aspects of this reality. But when you start looking at every other person out there as being like an equal to you, And that is super, super important, because if man does not see woman as equal and woman does not see man as equal, it puts a complete strain on the electromagnetic vibrations. And that's why society is so out of balance at the moment. But if we see each other as equals, electric and magnetic, and we start doing it ourselves, the spaces around us also become electric. And we teach our children and our friends, etc., exactly to see exactly, you know, man sees woman as equal. So that vibration starts increasing and we start creating more balance and equilibrium within our world. So it's very important for us to bring that vibration more and more into our space. And the more we do it, the more magic we start seeing in the world. Why? Because electric magnetic is supported on every single plane. And then it comes from the spiritual plane down to the mental plane and down into your physical plane, into your manifestations and how you manifest and experience your world. And then that brings us to the essence of like gratitude. So when we look at gratitude, it's the most incredible driving force in manifesting, because the more grateful you are, you exude the essence of joy, you exude the essence of happiness, of love. And because you're doing that and you're experiencing it, everyone that comes into your space, you don't even have to say, they will feel that energy, and it also assists them in their expansion and growth. And it reflects that energy back towards. So the more gratitude you express, the gratitude actually reflects back towards you. It is really magical, but it's for you to experience it. All of the stuff that we're sharing with you is all tried and tested. It's my experiences of life bringing me to where I am today. And these things, I truly believe, you have the ability to bring it into your own world and see the magic all around you. And once again, this is nothing to do with sort of, as I said, it's about you living life in the most incredible, magical way and being able to share that with others and show them, hey, life is not meant to be difficult. It really can be truly easy, but you need to get out of your own way and bring in a higher force. Connect with the divine, allow the divine to shine through you and watch everything just gets taken care of you. But you can only experience that through your own experiences. But if you do it one step at a time, you start seeing the magic happening. And then the last observation space, or the last, like, to me, this is the master key in everything within the space, is observation. Observe on every single aspect. As you observe what you're feeling, or what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're experiencing, also observe the external space. With all of your work that you're doing, it will also work that you're going to be doing. And so all of the shifts that's happening in yourself, because our mind is only used to a specific level of vibration and how we experience and see things because of our belief systems. When you go through shifts and changes in your energy spaces, and it starts reflecting out into your reality and connecting with other energy structures and manifesting your reality, you will sometimes not see the essence of, because of your belief system, what's experiencing. But if you come to a space of observation, because we're so used to reacting, right? And when you observe, you start to observe the behaviors around you start to shift and change. People start reacting differently, or people start experiencing differently, or you see other things around you starting to manifest in specific ways. Observe. You'll also get to notice, like, if someone is shouting at you, and usually before you would get absolutely anxious or you pull back, and like this time when it's happening, you can actually see the pain in the envy and it has no effect on you. Wow, it's like you start to see these differences. And that's the beauty of it, because you are like literally, when you are in your state of equilibrium, your energy system is just pulsing in the most incredible magnetic way. Okay, so these are sort of things that you can use in your space and just sort of relax into it. This journey that you are on, this path that you're on, is not meant to go at a super fast pace. No, you are meant to enjoy your life, experience life. So be in the moment, allow life to flow through you. Whatever's being presented to you in any moment in time, use that as your decision-making process going forward, rather than projecting 5 years into the future or 10 years into the future, etc. I love, because this is changing the way you, and then immediately it's, oh my word, what about my pension? Oh my word, what about my health? You see, and the very first line of the prayer, every need is taken care of. So is your health, so is your protection. So it's about you now trying to shift a depth of understanding that how your mind has been programmed in one specific way, and starting to slowly release those constructs or structures to allow a new vibration to flow in and create life in a much more incredible way for you. You are not meant to be a worker. You are meant to be a creator. So allow the creative energies in you to come together, bring you into states of equilibrium, allow your mind to relax, allow your beliefs to dissolve, and allow spirit to show you truly who you are. And the more you start seeing that flowing through you, the more magic, the more you'll start sharing that with others as well. That's the beauty of life, to be able to be with others, experience together, and create a life that's in harmony. Okay, so now I'm going to go into the next space. I know we just overshot that a bit, but I think it's very important to understand that you are an amazing, incredible being. Your reality is just a manifestation of, first of all of the programming that you've received and how you perceive reality. But if you're able to hand all of that over to divine and ask divine to guide you and allow your light to shine and shine the brightest that you've ever shone before, watch how everything will shift and change behind you. So today in the vibrational healing space, we're going to work specifically with the pineal pituitary area, the area of the mind, the vibration of wisdom, and allow like that space to open, and also sort of like allow higher consciousness or higher guidance to be brought into your space so you can hold it and reflect that energy within your space. Okay, so if you just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And just bring in the focus to the top of your head, the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, the electric nature of God, Divine Mother, the magnetic nature of God, and Divine Life, the universal creative force of God. Feeling all three energies spiraling as a single stream of light into your crown. And as it enters the crown, just observe where the energy is flowing. Just let Divine guide you. For those that are experiencing it for the first time, you might feel a tingly sensation on the crown. So just breathe through it and you'll see the energy will just start to flow. In whichever area the vibration is focusing on, I would like you to basically focus on that specific area, but spiral into that area from an outside spiral going to an inner center. And if there's any tension, just in-breath focus on it, out-breath breathe it out. And we bring the focus back to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother Life, feeling all three vibrations spiral as a single stream of light into the crown. But this time, as it enters the crown, take it directly to the area of the pineal pituitary. So if the pineal is directly in the middle of the head, the pituitary is slightly in front, but beneath it. So the pineal is literally what you would call intelligent infinity, everything connected into the infinite, divine consciousness, but everything, whereas the pituitary is your objective mind. So everything that you've learned and you experience within this reality. So just bringing the vibration into that specific area. If there's any tension or tightness in it, just focus on it, out-breath, breathe it out. And within your mental space, just affirming to yourself that you are the change that you've been looking for. You are the inspiration that you've been looking for. And you are the love that you've been looking for. And in visualizing the vibration of Divine Father in front of you, Divine Mother behind you, a beautiful gold light into the front of your pineal pituitary area, a beautiful white light into the back of the pineal pituitary area. Just activating and balancing. If there's any tension or tightness, in-breath focus on it, out-breath breathe it out. If the vibrations are flowing to any other specific areas of your body, go to that area and release the tension or tightness from that specific space. And then bringing the focus back to the pineal pituitary area, but this time a beautiful white light into the front of the pineal pituitary area and a beautiful gold light from behind the first level of balancing. And bringing the focus back to the crown, the top of your head, inviting the presence of Divine Father, Divine Mother, Divine Life, feeling all three vibrations spiral as a single stream of light, directly from the crown, directly to the pineal pituitary area. And in your mental space, just holding the vibration, I am. And just allowing the vibration of divine intelligence to integrate into your energy system. Just the words I am. And then just feel, sense, observe what's happening to your energy field. And now we bring the focus back to the pineal pituitary area. And this time, a beautiful gold with white light spiraling deep into the front of the pineal pituitary area. And a beautiful white and gold light into the back. As soon as it activates, just observe where the energy is flowing and bring it into equilibrium. And in the final configuration in balancing, a beautiful white and gold light into the front of the pineal, a beautiful gold and white light into the back of the pineal pituitary area. And just observing it, just allowing it to reach a state of equilibrium, a state of balance. And then we bring the focus back to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Divine Mother, Divine Life, feeling all three vibrations spiral as a single stream of light directly into the crown and take it directly to the pineal pituitary area. And as you're focusing on the area of the pineal pituitary, just see it opening like a beautiful flower or expanding. And with each expansive part of the opening, in the mental space, I am. Just holding that vibration, I am. And just observe your connection to divine. And then start bringing in the different aspects. Those aspects that you feel you lack in your space or you lack in your life. I am joy. I am love. I am powerful. I am worthy. And with each one that you say, just focus on the crown, inviting the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And as you're holding it, bring that into the area of the pineal pituitary, and you'll feel the vibration associated with that specific aspect. Why? It will create sensation in your system. In today's session, we're just working with the divine intelligence component of divine. In the next two sessions, we'll work with the divine love and the divine life component. We'll bring it all together in the final session. And now for the last configuration on the crown, we're inviting the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And as these vibrations spiral into your beautiful crown, just allow this energy to spiral throughout your body or flow wherever it needs to flow to, just giving great thanks, honor, and gratitude to Divine Father, Mother, Life, and to all of the other incredible beings of love, of light, that love and support you so dearly. Both and through all of the planes, not just the physical. And then when you're ready, you can take a deep breath in and bring your energy back into yourself. Thank you, everyone, for joining tonight. It's always a great honor and pleasure to work with you in this way. And thank you, Shaz, for holding the space. Yeah, and we look forward to connecting with you guys on Friday. If you have any questions, please post and we will share in the best way that we can. Okay, for those that have just joined on, we usually do one session every 2 weeks because it's sort of like the essence, because I like the integration period associated to it. And the more we do it, the more you'll start sort of like it just allow that basic flow to happen because every single one has like principles associated to it. And please, you guys are also fast learners. So, you can use it at the rate that you want to use it at. But when it comes to like the transmission work that we do, that's why we do like the monthly transmission. You can just join on to that. All of the information is on the website. So, the Christ letters, the links are there to the actual original PDFs, but there's also a link to another website that has audio associated with it, which just can be really cool. The Hermetic principles are also to the are also on the website. And there's also, I think, I must double check if I've got the actual Kabbalion as a PDF on the website, but we've also got the link to the audio on it. Please note, all of this work is available to everyone. So this is not about any specific space that you need to go and learn it. But what we've done is that this information is so wow that we've seen a path, like how we could work with it in a very sort of systematic way and help accelerate our own journeys and our own experiences. So that's why we've layered it in that specific way. So the principles are like the infrastructure. The Christ letters is a consciousness that you pass through the infrastructure. That's which is your mind, and your body is the resonance, the vibrational frequency of vibrating it into your reality. So that's where the vibrational healing component comes in very, very strongly. So it helps change your reality very fast, but observation helps in many different ways in experiencing. I hope that helps. So good night and chat to you soon.